You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Marshall is feeling really good about the Cubs.
It's not that I'm feeling good about the Cubs. It's that all of you should be feeling good about the Cubs. The Cubs are ready to make a run. The Cubs are 5 games back from the best record in baseball, which just happens to belong to the Milwaukee Brewers in their division. They're going to catch the Brewers. And the journey has begun. We are talking about it here on Raheem and Harris, Russell Dorsey in for Layla. Broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And we got to talk about how the Cubs got here. They are the hottest team in baseball. Yes, you heard me right. They have won 6 of their last 7, 8 of their last 10. No other team in baseball has 8 wins in their last 10 games. They're the hottest team in baseball, Russ.
Yeah.
And they're set to keep it up because of who's on the schedule, with the Giants for 3, with the Rockies for 3, although you just warned us about taking anything for granted. And I'm looking at that Wednesday matchup at Oracle Park, a little, not scared, but a little concerned, because Colin Ray is going up against Carson Wisenhunt. Mm-hmm. And I was like, who's Carson Wisenhunt? And you answered that question in the break by saying Carson Wisenhunt is who?
It's one of the Giants' top prospects.
And which arm does he throw with?
The left one.
That's been a problem for the Cubs throughout this season.
A little bit.
So you can understand that and the juxtaposition of Colin Ray, who is somehow, some way, a 10-5 pitcher who, just when I think he's been overexposed, finds a way to keep the Cubs in the game and help them get a win.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, there was a while there where I think it was before the All-Star break, when we were talking about the rotation and, oh, what could the Cubs add? And we're talking about what they had on their staff already, and Colin Ray was brought up. And we both looked at each other like, do you want to overexpose Colin Ray? But to his credit, he's come out there, he's pitched well in whatever role that they've asked him to pitch in, and they've been very successful in when he's taking the ball. So I'm still a believer in you don't want to overexpose him, but I do think that's a valuable piece to have when you're talking about a guy that can pitch in bulk, can take a start for you when you need, especially in the postseason, what we've seen the postseason become, where it's like, all right, maybe the matchup, we start pitcher X, give him 3 or 4, and then have Colin Ray be our bulk guy for 2 or 3 innings. Whatever you feel is necessary. And I know teams view it an out. So I was going to say, if you say, let's have Colin Ray get us 12 to 15 outs, then you feel really good about where you are getting into the back end of your bullpen.
Craig Counsell, real big on out getters. That's
See?
The thing he loves to use. And I completely agree with him, because of the way that baseball has changed and the fact that last postseason, 52% of the innings were pitched by relievers, not starters. That's more than half. First time that's ever happened in Major League Baseball history. So that's a matchup to keep your eye on. Wisenhunt, Ray, tomorrow. Tonight It's Verlander against the father who stepped up, Matthew Boyd. The Cubs take on the Giants in San Francisco. Pre-game coverage begins at 8:10. You're going to have to stay up till 8:45 for first pitch on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network. Okay, Kyle Tucker's hitting again. 5 for 12, 3 home runs, 7 RBI in the series sweep against the Angels. Mm-hmm. He is out of his funk. Yesterday on the show, Russell, we declared he is officially back. Other guys, I don't know if they're back yet. Seiya Suzuki doesn't seem to be back yet.
No.
PCA doesn't seem to be back yet. And you wanted to put a bit of a microscope or magnifying glass, whatever, binoculars, however you see things closer, on the fact that Kyle Tucker's been getting a lot of heat in this town.
Lots of heat.
But other guys have been kind of escaping said fire.
Yeah.
Who are you speaking of specifically?
You set it up like a shot. I don't like that. So you're right. I think Kyle Tucker, and rightfully so, has taken a lot of heat, right? He had been ice cold. He had not looked like himself. And when you're the big dog, that's what comes with that. That's what comes with being the big dog. When you get all the praise for carrying teams for weeks at a time, that comes with it when you don't perform. I also understand that I think people hold Kyle Tucker in a different regard because, one, he's going to be a free agent at the end of the season. Two, he's expected to make a boatload of money. Three, they traded for said Kyle Tucker, and you trade up a guy in Cam Smith who's going to be in Houston for the next 6 years, and then also Hayden Wesneski. Now, Hayden
Wesneski. And Isaac Paredes.
Right, and Isaac Paredes. Two of those guys out for the year. Cam Smith has performed at times, but also there have been times where he has not performed. So sometimes I don't want people to look at it through that lens because there is no perfect thing where you could say, hey, we traded this guy and then Cam Smith is going to be here and all star. You don't know that. Like, you don't know what you don't know.
No, I agree with that completely.
We had never seen Cam Smith in the big leagues before. You don't know what that guy, player X, is going to become. But for all the heat that Kyle Tucker has taken, I don't feel like in this city that Pete Crow Armstrong has gotten the same, what's the word?
Not even smoke.
Smoke, no. And has been worse. PCA in the month of August, slash line 156, 212, 234. One homer, the homer he hit in L.A. Big homer.
Big homer, though.
Big homer, but that was the only, this is the first homer he had hit in the month of August. Three walks with a 29% strikeout rate.
That seems high.
Very. The highest strikeout rate in baseball is 31%. So he's near the top just this month in strikeout rate. And I think PCA has the benefit of young guy, made the crazy splash, the breakout player in Major League Baseball. Because of what he does defensively, he's exciting. I think he gets some protection because of that. And that's not a knock against PCA. But also, the numbers are worse than Tucker and worse than Seiya Suzuki. Now, as a collective, all those guys have to be better. For the Cubs to get where they want to go, PCA, Seiya Suzuki, Kyle Tucker have to hit.
And you could argue Ian Happ as well. The entire outfield, all four of them.
They have to hit because that was the strength that you made all your decisions at the deadline on, right? We're not going to make a ton of starting rotation moves because we're the best offense of baseball and we're going to hit. And then what happened? They didn't hit. On the contrary, the pitching has been fantastic.
Otherworldly.
I did not expect that. You did not expect that. Cubs fans did not expect that. And so if the starting pitching, who you've asked all season, hey, got to step it up. Guys have stepped it up. Imanaga and Boyd have been fantastic. Cade Horton is pitching his way into NL Rookie of the Year. Jameson Taillon, if he's going to pitch the way he pitched against the Milwaukee Brewers last week, you have good problems when you're talking about who's going to start for you in the postseason. But if those guys have to squeeze the ball tighter because it's like, we're only going to get one run tonight. We're only going to get two runs tonight. That's not a good place to be in.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not a good place to be, but when you talk about the postseason, Russ, let's be honest. That's what separates the teams that advance in the postseason from the ones who not, is that you get the clutch pitching. You get a guy on the mound who could throw zeros, or maybe a one, but zeros. And offensively, you're going to be facing the best pitching you've seen all season long. Mm-hmm. And so the margin for error for all these teams in the postseason, I'm not just talking about the Cubs. I'm talking about whether you're the Cubs or a hard, fast-charging Reds team or the Tigers or a Red Sox team that gets hot. It all goes to nothing if you can't be hit clutch with your hitting and also throw up a whole bunch of zeros in the postseason. I don't see a lot of postseason games 11-8. I see a lot of 4-2, 3-1, 2-1. Whew.
And you know, with that, if I'm winning a 4-3 game, you know what I need to do? I need to be able to get on base. A 212 on base percentage for PCA, that ain't going to cut it. Tucker, 278, and he's a guy that historically has gotten on base at a higher clip. That's not going to cut it. Say Suzuki, a 344 on base, you'll take that. But there is no slug there, and the average is not there at all. You can't, when you are a team that is built to just slug, when you're not slugging, but you're also not getting on base, you do not score runs. And I think people have seen, okay, this is a team that maybe got power happy. They're hitting the ball at the ballpark. People are saying, oh, PCA is going to be a 40-40 guy. And then you have the power outage. And when you have the power outage and you don't get on base, it makes the lows feel very low, like we've seen.
This segment brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Talking with Russell Dorsey about the Cubs as they are hard charging towards first place in the NL Central. Yeah, you heard me right. They were down 9 games at the start of last week. By the end of the week, they had cut 4 games off the division lead and are only 4 games back now of having one of the best records in baseball, 5.5 back of that top record in baseball when you talk about the Brewers. I am resigned that the Cubs are going to catch the Brewers. Russell, yes or no, are you with me?
I want to be with you. I've thought about it all morning since we talked about it originally. I think they get to a game back. But I think that's the closest they get. I don't think they win the division. But I think they get to a game.
Forget about winning the division. Yeah. Do you think at any point they will tie them in the standings?
No.
Okay.
No.
But a game back?
A game
back. That's you. Why a game back? Why not they get close? But you made it very specific with that game.
Because the Brewers, to me, they just haven't been that team that will go on the stretch for you to get that close to them. Right? Because now you're at a point in the schedule where 5.5 games back going into September, that's a good chunk of games. And so now you're in a point where you have to win as the Cubs and they have to lose. How many nights, and we'll just say in September, are you going to say the Brewers lose and you win? Because there might be some nights where the Brewers win and you lose. and now you're trying to play the catch-up game.
No, I think they'll win enough to catch them. I just think they'll win enough to catch
what
them.
What makes you believe that?
Because they've got the Giants and the Rockies, and they're going to win four or five or maybe even six of the next games, and they're going to be 2 to 3 games out, if maybe 1 to 2 games out by
There's
the end of next week.
There's an assumption in your point there. You're assuming that
the Brewers are going to lose
yes.
games? The Brewers are not. So I think the Brewers are going to go 500 at best against the Blue Jays and the Phillies, who they have back-to-back series against. That means they could take 2 or 3 from one of them and lose 2 or 3. Those are two things that very well I expect to happen. Like, it could happen. It's not. That's well within the realm of possibility. Would you agree with that? Split with the
Sure. I think the Blue Jays are as good as anybody in the American League.
Exactly. So
I think the Phillies are a World Series contender. So yeah, I think that's fair.
That's where the end of next week is where most of this ground is going to be made up. And then we're talking about a team that's 2 to 3 games out. And once you're talking about a team that's 2 to 3 games out, now yes, what you said about September is true, but you don't need it to happen nearly as much as you do when they're 5.5 or 5 games back.
You can't have slip ups at this point in the season. The Braves come in here. And then the Nats coming here.
6 games against the Braves, you better win 5 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it.
That team still has Ronald Acuña Jr. I'm just giving you out.
Jerks and Profar is a problem.
Right.
They have guys. I'm aware of that. I just saw the White Sox just played them and couldn't get it done, even though they were scoring all the runs.
A lot of runs.
So if the Cubs are scoring all the runs.
Sox, by the way, they can bang a little bit.
A little bit.
I don't know if people have been paying attention.
A little bit.
They like to swing it.
15 runs the last 2 games, big in-division wins, one against a team you're saying, well, that's not really a major league roster. The 8-0 win against the Twins. But they come back against the Royals, and they're like, oh, y'all want to go to the playoffs? Watch this. I love that.
It's playing spoiler.
I love playing spoiler.
I think that's big for a young team.
But back to the PCA talk, because a lot of texters weighing in here.
And we appreciate that.
And you can, obviously, anytime you want, let us know what you think on the text line. 312-644-6767. The reason PCA, this is from 630,
mm-hmm.
The reason PCA doesn't get as much flack is that he's a second-year player on a cheap team-controlled deal, and his defense and base running is elite. If you think PCA...
The base running
is elite? Well, he's had some base running issues.
Okay.
If you think PCA is a blanket 30-homer player, you have really dumb expectations. It's not just his profile. He has outperformed this season, so regression should be expected, and just be happy with what you've gotten so far. That's one of the... There's many, many of these
texts. All right, I want to respond to that one first. You can't be happy with what you've gotten so far when what I've gotten lately, which is most important, is 156, 212, 234. Because if I'm trying to catch the Milwaukee Brewers, as you point out, Marshall Harris, I need better than that from the guy I have hitting the cleanup spot. I need better than 186, 278, 329 from Tucker, 208, 344, 278 from Suzuki. Like, I don't want to pin it on one guy. We were talking about PCA specifically, so I got specific there. But I agree with many of the texters that say it's them as a collective, right? It can't just be Michael Bush doing his thing and then nobody behind him doing anything else. That goes down to Ian Happ and the guys in the middle of that lineup as well. They have to hit as a collective. And so for 3 months of this year, they hit as a collective. And that's why you're the best offense in baseball. But they hadn't hit like a collective in a while.
Reverting to the mean, that is how it will happen. Other than PCA, the veterans usually revert to the mean. That's from 630. Better question, because you said something that I don't necessarily agree with. You're talking about built to slug. I think the Cubs are built to score more than just by hitting the ball over the fence or hitting doubles into the gap. I think they still are. Here's why. I've been wrestling with this and protesting this all season long. Why is Matt Shaw still batting ninth? I don't think he should bat ninth. He should bat higher because a whole lot of guys aren't doing anything, and Matt Shaw is doing things. Here's one of the reasons why I believe Matt Shaw is still batting ninth. Not just to keep him in a place where he's comfortable, mm-hmm. but he has literally proven that he is the second fastest guy on this team. He is a second leadoff man, if you will, or really the leadoff man. When you put Michael Bush leading off in the order, because he doesn't have speed, and Shaw gets on, he could steal a bag. He can take extra bases. And I think with him in an ideal lineup, Nico Hoerner or Ian Happ batting leadoff, you're creating situations where guys can make things happen on the base paths.
Okay, I don't disagree with your point because he has played so well in the second half. But when you start doing the let's move guys around, you can't move everybody.
No, I'm okay with him staying ninth now because I'm like, at least when they're not slugging.
Would you have moved Tucker down by now? Would you have moved PCA down by now?
I would have moved Tucker down a few weeks ago, just down in the lineup.
Would you move PCA today?
PCA, you can bat him sixth. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I'm okay with that because he doesn't get on base at a high clip. I was always
that's my big thing there.
I was always on the train of stop talking about PCA batting leadoff. It's dumb. It's a dumb idea.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea.
It's a dumb idea.
It's not a good
PCA should never bat leadoff. I know what his batter profile is. I know what he likes to chase. You need guy who, number one, yes, he has the speed to bat leadoff, but he's got to be able to get on base.
A sub 300 on base guy should never lead off for a baseball
team. This is just basic math. And so I just look at it like this. Craig Counsell is getting paid a lot of money to do what he does. Mm-hmm. They are in position to go to the playoffs. They may be in position by the end of next week to challenge for the division title. I can't be mad at all the ebbs and flows of 162 games without acknowledging the greater good.
Yeah.
And right now, the Cubs, more good than bad.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.